This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Ted Romas on the phone with us talking about Myrtle Creek Music in the Park. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, ready for another concert tonight, and you've got the weather for it. What's planned for this evening?
Well, after the first 2 weeks, the opening week and the following one, and I had good attendance, and then that was followed by the always busy Myrtle Creek Summer Festival last weekend, and we're ready to resume music in the park tonight, July 31, with Mercy the Band featuring Linda Day from Medford. They have been here before in years past. They've have been here as a duo, then they've reformed as a band. They specialize in rock, soul, and blues, and some original compositions. They have put out a couple of albums, and their show is an overwhelming and moving experience.
Well, they are tonight, and of course, Myrtle Creek Music in the Park, the longest-running summer concert series in Douglas County. You've had a lot going on down there.
Thank you for that, Kyle. Yes, we always would like to hear that, the longest-running free concert series in Douglas County. So, yes, after tonight, we continue every Thursday in August. August 7th coming up is Captain Blue out of Roseburg, the energetic and captivating sounds. That's very danceable rock music. They've been playing in the Roseburg area for some time, and we're excited to have them here. August 14th, Flashback, also from Roseburg. We've had a call for them for the last couple of years and are finally able to get them booked in. They will be presenting timeless sounds of classic rock from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, featuring Steve on drums, Steve and Dan on guitars, Ted on bass, and Ryan on vocals, Terry on keyboard, and they are going to bring some solid sounds to the Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park that day. August 21, the ever-popular local favorite, Eddie Ross Band will be here. Some people may not be aware that Eddie's an international recording artist. He's told me the story and given me documentation to back that up. But he's also a lot of fun. He brings involves his family. He plays contemporary country style music brings his own charm, wit, and humor. Our season closer on August 28th is Pendleton Highway, another group that we've been trying to get booked into Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park for a couple of years. They're a country dance band out of Eugene, inspired by Little Big Town, the band Perry, Josh Turner, Miranda Lambert, so on. With Becca's remarkable vocal range and Jimmy's energetic performance, the band promises an unforgettable experience to close out Myrtle Creek's 38th year of music in the park.
Well, a lot of great music ahead this summer. For somebody who hasn't been down there, talk about the venue, the format, how it all works.
Oh, the venue is beautiful. We have this very large, wide-open park. It's called Millsite Park, right off Main Street, at the only traffic light in town. Beautiful band shell that was built with local lumber decades ago. Plenty of room for kids of all ages. People can bring their pets if they're kept under control and cleaned up after. We have food vendors on site and off site. I know Backyard Bites food truck will be there this evening. And we have some other information booths there and so on. So for people to enjoy, the music starts at 6, 2 sets ends at 8:30. And everybody can bring their chairs or blankets, enjoy 2.5 hours of fun and social time and interaction. It'll be a beautiful, like you say, the weather will be beautiful. We've got a nice tree line there that creates some west to east breeze. So it should be just about perfect for a night out to listen to some free music.
What goes into finding all these groups and figuring out when to get them on the schedule?
Well, that's something that I learned how to do from a guy named Mike Smith, who used to coordinate the concerts in the park in Grants Pass. When I first became interested in being involved with music in the park, he kind of mentored me into what needs to be done to make all that happen. That was 18 years ago. But it kind of runs under its own power. I found out that after first couple of years of doing the bookings and finding groups and how to fit them in and how to best satisfy what the audience wants to hear. Out of the 7 weeks that we have performances available, as early as January and February of each year. I've already got 10, 12 groups contacting me and knocking on the door saying, can we come play this year to Music in the Park? So these groups that are, because we focus on local musicians and groups, and they know when these concerts are and where they are, and including the one, of course, of Music on the Half Shell, Music Off Central, Riverbend Live. They know the circuit, and so they pretty much have come to the point of contacting me and saying, hey, can we get on the lineup for, you know, next year? And it all comes together from there. And you have to, of course, leave some out because you got more than seven. So that's pick and choose. But that's when I rely on what I think the audience will enjoy the most.
And how do you pay for all this?
Well, we have been successful in getting sponsors. Lauren Young Tire Center has been our overall event sponsor for 9 years now, and they provide a considerable amount of financial support to Music in the Park. And then each of the 7 weeks of entertainment has its own sponsor, and that's a smaller amount of donation. But when you add it all up, it comes up to about enough to pay our expenses each year. And then we try to make sure we've got several thousand dollars of seed money set aside to be able to start the ball rolling next year. And we do a 50-50 raffle each week, and we accept donations. So it's all free, and we really appreciate all the businesses and organizations that help keep it free by sponsoring and donating to the cause.
All right, Myrtle Creek Music in the Park happening tonight. Anything else you want to mention?
No, come on out and enjoy us. It's going to be a fun evening, and we got some good stuff going on there, and just a good time all around.
All right, Ted Rummis, Myrtle Creek Music in the Park, 8:38 at the Morning Report.